Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. We focus on this week and another exciting World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Jesse Heimer, a pork producer from Northeast Missouri, joining us. And, well, he focused in on a recent event he participated in regarding African swine fever.
We were around, literally around a table that had a community, if you will, that was built on top of the table. Everything that you would expect to see in a rural community, along with a pork producer on one end of town, a beef producer on one side of town, and then the other end of town, there was a substantial fairgrounds, somewhat similar to what we see here at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, that really represented what happens with an exhibition of pigs, if you will. And so the exercise really took into account what might happen if there was an outbreak at the fairgrounds or if there was an outbreak at the swine farm on one end of town, and sort of to visualize the consequences of that outbreak and the movement and the communication and all of the things that happen in a response to an outbreak. The tabletop really allows you to visualize that and to see it, and the interaction amongst each other was really a neat experience.
You can only imagine any sort of response may be a bit chaotic, and Heimer says, yeah, they went through a few different scenarios.
There's plans. There's lots of plans on paper. Certainly the federal government has the Red Book, and they've got a very comprehensive plan of what happens, and that filters down to state officials and how they manage each state. And then, of course, you've got local response plans. And then more importantly, you know, each farm needs to have a plan. And I know the Pork Board has tools that they put in place so that each farm can be prepared for an event like this. I think chaotic is certainly a word that you could use in the event of an outbreak. I don't know that our exercise got chaotic, right, because we were working through scenarios. But we really understood the importance of communication, of course, amongst those of us in the community as we worked through the scenarios. And then secondly, I think the traceability issue really came to the forefront, and just how important it is to understand what is moving, where it's been, where it's going, not just pigs, but to also understand suppliers and vendors and those folks that are moving products around that also impact how we handle things in an outbreak.
Also on our conversation at World Pork Expo, Pam Zabel joining us, Director of Swine Health Services with the National Pork Board. I mentioned to Pam what kind of tools are already in place in case of any ASF outbreak.
We have different tools available in that path to foreign animal disease preparedness, FAD preparedness, and where the producer is at kind of depends maybe what their next steps are. So some of the tools, one includes AgView, which is our dashboard traceability tool. So that came into play during the exercise, talked about how to trace animal movement. That has been developed with pork checkoff funds, and so it is at no additional cost to a producer to go to agview.com and sign up and start to create an account. And they could start entering their movement data so that it doesn't become, to your point, so chaotic or so much to do in the event of an outbreak that they have that movement data already in the system. And then it's their control when they share that with state animal health officials. It's all on the producer when that occurs. We also have tools to help with biosecurity preparedness. So Secure Pork Supply, producers can go to securepork.org. There's a whole producer tab for all kinds of resources. If I were to tell them to focus on one thing, I think I'd have them go to the biosecurity templates. There's templates for animals raised indoors only, for animals with outdoor access. So they could pick which one applies to them. Producers of all sizes, any size, can go and create their site-specific biosecurity plan. We always encourage them to do that with their veterinarian, who knows their site, knows what a lot of their risks are, can help them think through maybe how they can change some of what they're doing on the farm to kind of up their biosecurity level. But of course, a plan can only do so much for you. You need to actually implement. And so when I've worked with producers in workshops, we've talked through, what can I do in 3 months? You know, what can I do in 6 months? Because it can be a lot to write the plan, and then how do I implement all of this? So, you know, maybe they pick in the next 3 months, I'm going to have site-specific coveralls and boots on my site. In the next year, I'm going to figure out another way to handle carcasses, that sort of thing. So it kind of depends on what they've done so far as to what they do next. But we do have different tools available. We also partner with U.S. SHIP, the Swine Health Improvement Plan. They're using some of our tools within the program standards for that plan, and so producers can Google U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan to learn more about that. It's neat to watch these exercises play out because we've been doing exercises over the years, and we always identify gaps. Sometimes it's research gaps, and so that's research that we can fund at Pork Checkoff to help answer producer questions that may be around a depop and disposal situation, or we can, it's a need of resources. So we talk about the Certified Swine Sample Collector Training Program. Those resources are also available at the securepork.org website, where veterinarians are training folks on the farm to get trained to collect samples, because that was a gap identified years ago during one of the exercises, that we don't have enough folks available to collect those samples during an outbreak.
Pam also says the evolution of science is playing a role as well when factoring what more you can do when it comes to biosecurity.
There's studies going on. We're learning different risks. We're learning new approaches. People are trying different things. I mean, how we entered a barn years ago, you know, now we have bench entry and different things in addition, of course, to shower and shower out. So I think there's new technologies that come that can always be implemented along the way. And the more of these measures that are implemented prior to an outbreak, the more they help producers for endemic diseases too. I mean, a bench entry can always, if done correctly, always help you for endemic diseases also.
Jesse Heimer, the pork producer from Missouri, says he recently made a trip to the EU where they do have ASF.
It was a collaborative trip with Pork Producers Council, National Pork Board. There were veterinarians, members of staff of both organizations, and then producers. We went to Belgium, Poland, Germany, and also met with officials from Denmark and Romania. Had the opportunity to really learn firsthand of their experience with ASF in each country, and I think each country had a unique approach to their preparedness and also a unique approach to their response. And to compare and contrast what each country learned in their experience was very interesting, and certainly a lot of takeaways to bring back to the U.S. And I think first and most importantly was the understanding that without industry support and without government support, dealing with an outbreak is really difficult. And I think we were all very thankful to have National Pork Board, their checkoff effort, National Pork Producers Council, and that collective effort on behalf of pork producers is paramount to success in an outbreak such as ASF. Secondly, I think that, you know, one of my big takeaways was really the understanding that in Europe you've got each country, and each country had their own approach, but they're all trying to coexist in the European Union. And so if you come back and you look at the United States from that standpoint and understand that each state in our country is going to have different approaches based on the state veterinarians and their staff, but collectively as a country, we have to be more unified and harmonized in our approach to dealing with this outbreak. You know, pigs move a lot in our country today. You know, pigs that are born in on the East Coast often end up in the Midwest, and pigs that are born in the Southwest often end up in the upper Midwest where they're fed and finished. So there's pigs moving all the time. And, you know, obviously movement in the event of an outbreak is going to be difficult, and traceability is going to be important. And having a collective, unified approach in our industry is going to be very important. So, you know, a lot of that was, you know, takeaways from what we saw in Europe, because they certainly had a lot of challenges from country to country and how they approached their industry over there.
More from Pam Zabel, Director of Swine Health with the National Pork Board, says they are really encouraging producers to be well aware of what signs to be looking for in their hogs.
We encourage producers to become familiar with the clinical signs with these different foreign animal diseases. And they know their animals. They're out there in the barns every day, right? And so if something appears wonky, you know, whether it be a higher death loss or animals off feed or a certain clinical sign, we encourage them to have that conversation with their veterinarian, figure out what's going on. And their veterinarian may contact officials, which then do a foreign animal disease investigation, where they come on the farm and test for these diseases. These happen all the time in the background in the United States. We don't know that they're going on. There could be one going on right now, right? We're just assessing and make sure that it's not a foreign animal disease. So these are happening commonly in the industry, just again to make sure that, that there is nothing out there going on. So that's what we always just encourage, to have that conversation. If you're seeing something, say something, and just make sure that it's not a, a foreign animal disease. These investigations are kept very quiet. It's just a, another way to make sure that we don't have one of the diseases here.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. Our focus, World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, which wrapped up on Friday this week. For CASM Radio, I'm Joe Gill.